You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh!
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam, the faggot. And yes, that is an extended version of the opening credit song. Hopefully you like that as much as I enjoyed making it. Yeah, I don't know what to say about it. The song gets worse, apparently, as I go on and do more of it. So stop asking me to make more of it, okay? You're just encouraging me, all right? So the reason why there is some more to the song is because I received an amazing email from a straight alpha male named Michael, and Michael and some of his straight friends, I guess, or maybe one of his straight friends, they're listening to this podcast and looking over the website with, and they think it's hilarious. So I don't mind making straight guys laugh. You know, I'd much rather make them come, but Michael gave me a lot of encouragement. Actually, it was a really an amazing email. It, you know, I've served many straight alphas in my time, and it always fascinates me to when I deal with straight alphas, because there's much more warmth toward faggots than you might imagine. I know a lot of faggots are afraid of approaching straight alphas because they think they're just going to beat them up. But straight alphas are pretty amazing. They're so confident. I think because straight alpha males, because they're at the top of the hierarchy, the very top of the hierarchy, they're so comfortable being in this role that they have in society among all people, you know, that they're kind of in this unassailable position. You know, it's kind of like they live in Helm's Deep. I'm going to use the Lord of the Rings illustration. Like they are a Helm's Deep, and they've got this massive wall, and they're protected, you know, at all times. So they don't ever feel threatened by a faggot, you know. Their sexuality is not, even if they're fucking a faggot, their sexuality is still, they're very confident in that. So I've just really, throughout my whole life, I've had such a great time with straight alphas in terms of just dealing with them. And Michael is no different. They just have a great sense of humor. And that's why, you know, I honestly, when I made the theme song, the original part of the theme song, I did that the way I did it because I wanted to make straight alphas laugh. So getting that email was just a cherry on top, you know. And I haven't had a cherry in a long time. Anyway, he, this is something that he wrote to me about that. Where did he say here? Oh, he said, he wrote this. Also, did you write the music and lyrics to your podcast theme song yourself? It's freaking funny, homo. Could you add a few more lines to the theme song? It's freaking hilarious, fag. I did not write the music. I've found the music. It's a royalty-free piece of music that I found. And the lyrics came to into my head almost immediately. I do write songs on the side. So, yeah, they came to me and I just sang them directly into the microphone and then dressed them up a little bit with like a little bit of harmony and I put it out there. And the new section to the song is something I wrote just for you, Michael. So, yeah. So feedback works, okay? Like, if you give me feedback, it will change this podcast. It will transform things. So, yeah. So I really appreciate that. He also had a few other great things to say, and I might just post the email onto the website for posterity because I just, you know, I really just appreciated it so much. Speaking of the website... I posted a really an amazing article about Master Kyle's return from quarantine. Of course, Master Kyle has been fucking his next door neighbor's brains out every day and breeding her in the hopes of getting her pregnant. But now that the quarantine is officially over, at least in Canada, where they have a competent leader and leadership. Anyway, he went and fucked. He spent a day basically fucking his faggots and his girlfriend. I encourage you to read it because it's really just a testament to this 17-year-old god. I don't know how else to put it. Like, Master Kyle is fucking amazing. Okay. Yeah, so I don't know. I kind of wanted to see, I try to keep the politics out of my website and out of this podcast. It's really very hard though, because, sometimes for me, because, what's happening in America right now, and just right off the top, I want to say to my international listeners and readers, as an American, I am sorry, and I am embarrassed, okay, about the way my country has been acting, and I'm sorry, you know, that if you're disappointed or whatever, or if you had some thought about America and it's been shattered, I'm sorry. You know, I don't, is happening here is disgusting, okay? Right now, we're in the middle of a pandemic that has been grotesquely mismanaged by a grotesque human piece of shit, okay? He's basically a giant blob of orangutan shit, okay? That achieved sentience and somehow managed to become president, and he's got a bunch of brain dead fucktards that follow him and listen to him and support him even when he's completely wrong, you know. So right now, not only do we have this pandemic and people are still dying, over 100,000 people have died. But then, and of course, fucktard, President Fucktard, wants everybody to stop thinking about it because, of course, he can't demonize a virus the way he can demonize Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or Hillary's emails or whatever, okay? So he wants to stop talking about that. So now, of course, he's trying to start a race war. We had a black man get killed by a cop. He was caught on video. The cop choked him to death on the street. And fittingly, the cop was kneeling on the black man's throat, kneeling like Colin Kaepernick, right? So the symbolism is running thick there. But Orange Hitler, you know, is calling these guys thugs. They're thugs. Everybody, these people are thugs. They're animals. And, you know, here's what I don't get, okay? 2 weeks ago, fucktards followers, the Trumptards that are out there, MAGA-tards, whatever you want to call them, okay, subhuman shitbirds that they are, okay, they all went marching in cities across the United States of America with, they're protesting because of the lockdown, because of the virus. And of course, they show up with all their fucking guns, their penis replacements, okay, they got their AK-47s or whatever the hell they are, okay, AR-15s, and they're dressed in their tactical gear, like they're doing some sort of shitty cosplay, and they're like, yeah, we're so tough. They marched on these cities, the capital buildings of these cities, with all this ammunition and everything, like they're ready for war over a lockdown. And the cops did nothing because they're white. But when black people protest the murder of a black man by a white cop, they turn around and shot them with hoses and sicked dogs on them and shot them with rubber bullets. You can see the difference in America. It's 2020. Okay, and you've got a president that stands up there and stokes this because he's a racist, because his followers are racist. That's all it comes down to. You know, if you think about it, Trump might be the most repulsive human being that's ever achieved the presidency in the United States. He might be one of the most repulsive modern leaders of any country. Think about it. There's not a single redeeming quality about him. You know, I just think this way, okay? Richard Nixon lost the election to JFK because he was not as attractive physically as JFK. And during their famous televised debate, Richard Nixon had sweat on his upper lip, and everybody couldn't stop talking about it, okay? Howard Dean lost his bid to run for president because he screamed funny. The Dean scream, it derailed his entire campaign. These are little things that have derailed other people, you know, their campaigns for office. Donald Trump, every single day, says stupid shit and ignorant shit and vile shit. He does nothing but say nasty crap everywhere he goes. Okay? Every thought in his mind is just about him all the time. He has spent his entire life conning people left and right, stealing from them, destroying their business, their small businesses, stealing from cancer funds, creating fake universities, selling shitty vodka. Like, everything about his life is a giant con. He is the flea circus, you see? And on top of all that, he's gross. He's a giant, morbidly obese lump of fucking orangutan shit. Festering with fucking maggots, okay? He is revolting in every way. He's got that fucking makeup on his face and the stupid fucking hair, and he's fat, and he waddles around, and when he opens his mouth, all kinds of horrible garbage comes out. My point is, why are people still supporting this person? The only thing that it comes down to is racism. He says the stupid, racist, hateful shit that they believe in their heart, and that's why they support him. There is no other reason. And all these fake fucking Christians who support this man, who is as amoral of a human being as you can possibly imagine. Donald Trump could not find a Bible out of a pile of Bibles, okay? And these so-called Christians support him because they are racist, okay? They are bigots. And that is the truth. Every single person that I used to know, because I have cut every single Trump supporter out of my life without even questioning. Family members, gone. Friends I've known my whole life, gone. Okay? Because once you start digging down with these people, the racism comes out. They cannot avoid it because it's what they are. And Trump has brought it out. That election in 2016 was a personality test. What side of humanity are you going to be on? Are you going to be on the hate side? Are you going to be on the side of progression? Well, I'm going to be on the side of progression. Fuck all the Trump people. Fuck them all. If, you know, I'm telling you what. I could very, very, very easily see a civil war in this country this year. People think that it can't happen in America now, okay? That's bullshit. It can happen in America just the way it did happen in America in the 1800s, just the way it happened in Germany in the 30s, okay? It wasn't a civil war necessarily, but it was a change, a radical change in government, okay? Taken over by a group of people, the Nazis, that, you know, did what they did. So, you know, ask Donald Trump. He loves Hitler, okay? He loves every Hitler-like leader in the world today, right? Kim Jong-un, he's a great guy. Yeah, he kills people, but you know what? He's a leader. I mean, it's anyway, but America is headed for disaster, okay? Right now, across the country, there are protests going on about the murder of this black man, and Trump is warning, he's using 1950s rhetoric, racist rhetoric, to warn these people that, hey, guess what? We're going to start shooting if you don't stop looting. Okay, so this is all race baiting language that comes out of Trump because that's who he is. I think it's unconscious with him. I think he's like a walking id that simply just cannot control itself. So it's like this. It's like the asshole of a black hole. Okay, the stuff that goes in the black hole comes out the asshole on the other end. You know, it just spews out. And Trump is a black hole's asshole. I like that. I should put that on a t-shirt. That's who he is. That's who his followers are. And there's not a single iota of evidence that would contradict what I'm saying. I've looked at it. There is no other explanation. Their hate is complete. They're talking about murdering Democrats, these MAGA-tards. Make America great again. I mean, Trump was just on TV this morning saying the MAGA means make America great again, and these people, they just care about America so much. Yeah, these people that are waving Nazi fucking flags right next to a Trump flag while they sing Lee Greenwood, "I'm proud to be an American. Well, at least I know I'm free." I mean, it's fucking insane. All right. Oh, this is like not the Hierarchy Podcast. This is the Sam the Faggot needs to get something off of his chest. But I wanted to say this, okay? Because it needs to be said. Let me take this back to the whole fag thing for a second, because I've seen a number of gay people support Trump. Not a lot, but there shouldn't be a single black person, a single gay person, a single woman, a single person of color, okay, voting for Trump in November. Not one. You know why? Because he doesn't speak for you. No matter what you've imagined inside your pea brain, he is not for you. Okay? And, you know, or if you're poor, this is another thing, like, poor white Americans who don't have fucking teeth in their head, they're eating SpaghettiOs for dinner on their paper plate and they microwaved it, and they're eating that and drinking their stag beer in their trailer somewhere, they're supporting Trump. Well, he says he's going to make America great again. That's right on my hat. No, he's not for you, you fucking moron. See, this is the thing. Like, I probably need to leave the country, okay? But it's time to fucking wake up, okay? Any fucking faggot that's supporting Donald Trump, or you're serving a man who supports Donald Trump, you better think again. Because that is not for you. You would be voting and supporting against your own interest. Wake the fuck up. Get it? Anyway, this went derailed pretty quickly. It doesn't take me long, really, to get worked up on this kind of stuff. So, Anyway, my message today is wake the fuck up. And I hope you enjoyed that message. You can always write to me at fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com. Or you can call and leave a message at +1 for America, 314-502-9566. I'm going to stop. I need to stop and maybe go get a stiff drink. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'm going to go away now. And I hope you have a good weekend. I might have something to talk about in a more sexual manner next time, okay? Take care. Oh, by the way, I guess I'm... one other thing. This was supposed to be the last podcast before it goes into under a paywall. So, or behind a paywall. Behind the glory hole wall. This Michael... convinced me to hold off on that because of the pandemic and people probably don't have the money to spend on the podcast right now. I mean, hey, guess what? All this costs me money too, you know? But anyway, I will wait for that. I mean, obviously this would be a shitty podcast to bail on everybody, you know, who's not paying. So, I'll wait, okay, for that. So, anyway, I guess I will let you go, okay? I'll talk to you soon. Love you. Bye.